Spiritual fruit connects us to God and people. In Topic 6, we studied the Christian walk through the 8 elements and the 7 connections. Now Topic 7 helps us ask, what kind of fruit should begin to appear as we walk with God in those real life connections? The fruit of the Spirit is not just a private checklist. It is God's life becoming visible in personal life, marriage or close friendship, family, small groups, church or soul center, kingdom relationships and institutions, and our witness to the unchurched or non-Christian world. In your personal walk, spiritual fruit may look like self-control when no one sees you. It may look like joy when you choose gratitude instead of bitterness. It may look like peace when anxiety rises and you return to prayer. In marriage or close friendship, spiritual fruit may look like patience in a difficult conversation. It may look like gentleness when you could win an argument but choose to protect the relationship. It may look like faithfulness when feelings are tired but covenant love remains. In family life, spiritual fruit becomes very practical. Love may look like listening. Kindness may look like a softer answer. Goodness may look like setting a boundary that protects the household. Self-control may look like refusing to pass anger down to the next generation. In small groups and friendships, fruit creates trust. People are not helped only by our knowledge. They are helped by our presence, humility, honesty, and steady love. In church or soul center life, fruit keeps ministry from becoming performance. A spiritually fruitful leader does not only ask, did the program succeed? A fruitful leader also asks, were people loved? Was Christ honored? Did we serve with patience, kindness, and faithfulness? In kingdom relationships and institutions, fruit affects work, school, business, public service, and community life. Spiritual growth is not locked inside church walls. The Spirit forms people who bring peace, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control into real responsibilities. And in relating to the unchurched or non-Christian world, fruit becomes witness. Many people will notice our tone before they understand our doctrine. They may see gentleness before they ask about theology. They may experience kindness before they listen to our testimony. This does not mean spiritual fruit replaces the gospel. It means spiritual fruit adorns the gospel. It gives credibility to our words. So ask yourself, where do people experience the fruit of the Spirit through me? Where do they experience the opposite? Spiritual fruit connects love for God with love for people. It is the Spirit's work in an embodied soul, making Christ visible in ordinary life.